Hello, friends. This is Phonograph DJ Mac bringing you Centennial Songs. And now it's time for the Little Tramp. I know what comes to your mind. Charlie Chaplin, and you're right, he will always be the Little Tramp in everyone's mind. But prior to his success, America's best-known tramp was Nat M. Wills. The tramp persona came as kind of luck for him when an actor in a show he was playing in, it was the role of the tramp, well, something fell on his head and severely injured him. Nat stepped in and clicked with the role. The tramp character was well known, but Nat was really able to make it his own, just like Chaplin did later. While Chaplin's tramp relied on pratfalls for laughs, Nat was an elocutionist. He had a quick wit, a recitationist, and a comedian. There was a certain incongruity to his ragged looks and the refined way in which he spoke, which worked well for him. Nat was a huge vaudeville star with the B.F. Keith and Orpheum circuits and starred in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1913 featuring the song New York, What's the Matter with You? A song lampooning the recent New York laws prohibiting late-night dancing. Will's recording of No News or What Killed the Dog was identified as one of 25 cultural, artistic, and historical treasures to be preserved for future generations by the Library of Congress in 2008 under the terms of the National Recording Preservation Act of 2000. Nat had four wives and a messy public divorce from his third wife. Wills died on December 9th, 1917 of carbon monoxide poisoning while working on his car in a closed garage. Well, here's that iconic spoken word recording, No News or What Killed the Dog, today's centennial song.
A wealthy man was ordered by his physician to go away to the mountains for a rest. He went home and told his members of his family of what the doctor had said. He says, while I'm away, I don't wish to be annoyed by letters or telegrams. In fact, I don't want to receive any news of any kind. So he went away, was gone about 6 weeks. Returned to the city, very much improved in health, and very anxious for some news from home. Got off of the train at the depot, was met by his colored servant, and the following conversation ensued. He said, well, Henry, how is everything at home? Is there any news? Says, no, sir. There ain't no news, sir. Everything is just about the same as when you all went away. Nothing happened? No, sir, there ain't nothing happened. There ain't no news. Well, he says, you know, I'm just dying for some word from home now. You can tell me any little thing, no matter how trifling. No, sir, there ain't no news. There ain't nothing to tell you, sir. Except, there's just one little thing. Since you've been away, your dog died. Oh, he says, my dog died, eh? Well, that's too bad. What killed the dog? Well, sir, the dog eats some burnt horse flesh. And that's what killed the dog. He eats burnt horse flesh. Where did he get burnt horse flesh to eat? Well, sir, you know your barn burned down. And after the fire had cooled off, the dog went and ate some of the burnt horse flesh, and that's what killed the dog. Oh, he says, my barn burned down, eh? Oh, yes, sir. Yes, indeed, the barn, that's all burned down. Well, says, how did the barn catch fire? Well, see, you see, the spark from the house flew over, caught onto the barn, burned the barn down, burned up all the cows and the horses, and after the fire had cooled off, the dog went and ate some of the burnt horse flesh, and that's what killed the dog. Oh, he says, then my house burned down, too, eh? Oh, yes, sir. Yes, indeed, the house, that's completely destroyed. He says, well, how did the house catch fire? Well, sir, they had some candles burning in the house, and one of the candles caught onto the curtains, and the curtains caught onto the roof, and the spark flew over and caught onto the barn and burned the barn down, burned up all the cows and the horses, and after the fire had cooled off, the dog went and ate some of the burnt horse flesh, and that's what killed the dog. He says, they had candles burning in the house where I have gas and electricity. I never knew there was a candle in the place. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. They had the candles there. They had the candles burning all around the coffin. The coffin? Who's dead? Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's another little thing I forgot to tell you about. Since you've been away, your mother-in-law died. Oh, my mother-in-law died, eh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. She's dead, all right. You needn't worry about that. Well, it says, what killed my mother-in-law? Well, sir, I don't know exactly what killed her, sir. But around the neighborhood, they say it was from the shock of your wife running away with the chauffeur. But outside of that, sir, why, there ain't no news.